of
Bloodstorm, written by Sam Miller and read by Liam Horrocken. Down these mean streets a man must go who is not himself mean. A common man, and yet an unusual man. He talks as the man of his age talks, that is, with rude wit, a lively sense of the grotesque. Raymond Chandler, The Simple Art of Murder. Thin as a line, but commandingly tall, Carl Kane squeezed the blob of cream from the fat tube, and for such a tall man applied it rather daintily to his tense rear end. Swearing under his breath, he grimaced as the cream's coldness reached its target. A few seconds later, his clammy face eased as the cream settled. Wiping the guiding finger on underwear pooling at his ankles, Carl noticed the tiny red smudge mingling with the residue cream. "Give me a break." Just as he bent to retrieve the battered underwear, the door of his office was flung open. "Now that's what I call an early morning smile," said a grinning young woman, wearing ripped Levi's and a t-shirt bearing the legend, "I don't have a dick, so I make the rules." Extremely attractive and lissom, she was dark-skinned with large hazel eyes and wild black hair normally found cascading in every direction. This morning, however, the hair was firmly reined in by a tiny red ribbon. Despite the northern cadence in her voice, there remained just a slight trace of the south. When jokers mentioned her size, 5'4", her eyes quickly became skin strippers, as did her whiplash tongue. "Dynamite comes in a small package also." "For God's sake, Naomi, I told you not to disturb me for the next 20 minutes, growled Carl, hastily pulling up his pants. "Can't I have a second of privacy in my own office?"
"Temper, temper. You don't want your blood pressure going up again. Besides, it's not like I haven't seen that sexy smile before."
"What the hell's so urgent?" asked Carl, gritting teeth, docking his large frame cautiously onto a rubber donut stationed on a chair behind his desk. Suddenly his arse felt like forks were embedded up it. Tears stained his cinder-grey eyes.
"A Mr. Monday with a U needs to see you immediately."
"Monday on a Monday. Please, no puns. It's too early in the day." "Has he an appointment?"
"No. Should I tell him to make one? Come back some other time when you're less busy?" Naomi smiled smugly.
"You're hilarious. Give me 5 minutes before showing Mr. Monday with a U in, and close that bloody door behind you."
From a messed tray, Carl extracted a letter. It made his heart beat slightly. Berger and Goldsmith, International Publishers, was stamped proudly on the paleness of the envelope. With nervous anticipation, his index finger slit the top of the envelope before two more fingers gingerly extracted the single page held within.